All right, Phil. Good news. You have the red plate. You're tied with Jess Pettis for the red plate. That is the good news. I got that from over there. Bad news is not the day you wanted. Really shot yourself in the balls in Moto 1, I think, because that was a lot of work. And then second Moto, yeah, take us through it.
Yeah, fuck, it was a shitty day. Yeah. Like, I should have capitalized. I didn't. I had a terrible start. Yeah, I got to work on my starts. I mean, obviously, the Cowie thing's a big news in the States and this and that. And
you whole shot the second moto, so.
I did, but I had to do a completely different technique, different throttle position, kicked my gate out, made it as hard to pack as possible so I didn't spin as bad. Like, not the way I typically would start in the sand, okay. You know? So it was just like, and I had to make a different change. I didn't go up there doing the same thing I did the first one. So I'll give myself a little bit of credit.
Oh, yeah,
I
for learned figuring that
for
out.
Figuring it out. So, but yeah, I didn't have any legs the second moto.
Do you think it's from the work in the first moto?
Work in the first moto, and I thought when I crashed, I literally thought I broke both my femurs. Like, I got two gnarly Charlie horses, and okay. It was.
Dylan said you're being dramatic.
Is he? Yeah. Well, he didn't see my crash, but I did cartwheel almost just as bad as he did, okay. But no one saw it because I didn't do it in front of fucking everyone up here. So I'm going to give myself some props. Yeah. Say, yeah, mine was pretty big too. So
second moto, you're in first. Like, obviously Dylan's going to get you, but yeah. I mean, honestly, I was watching. I'm like, he can hold on for third. Like, you know what I mean? Or whatever. But was it just no legs and
I just had no legs. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of stacking in, I just take my points and carry on the Sandalese. That's all. I'm not here to throw it away. And I risked my life once in practice and once in that first moto, and I'm like, I'm not trying it a third time today. Yeah. So I should have done better. I feel bad for the team because, you know, I wanted to be on the box every weekend, but it just wasn't in the cards today. So got no one to hold them, got no one to fold them.
First moto, I think people have maybe not – you shitty start, a crash where you broke your femurs, and then another crash. You got up to like 15, 16, and then another one put you back to 20, whatever.
Yeah, and then I had to come all the way back up to, I don't know what I got, 7th or 8th. So, yeah, it wasn't ideal, and leaving with the red plate, but obviously Jess was the man, so I'm one to say, like, listen, I don't deserve it. Jess deserves a red plate at the moment, so I'll never stomp on that, but it is okay, and it's good for the team, but you got to be in it for the long haul, and we'll go to Sandalie. Last time I went to Sandalie with the red plate, I lost it pretty quick. It was not a good day, so... hopefully next weekend goes a little bit better, but
this inside before the finish was killing you in second moto. You had to stop that.
Yeah, dude, I don't even know what the fuck I was doing out there.
Because you switched to the middle at one point.
I did.
And then you went back, and I'm like, what is he doing?
I just felt. Okay. Don't judge me. Okay. I'm going to go back. I'm going to talk to my boy. I should have just, like, incognito sent up Jorge to here and did this race for me, and then I maybe could have done red bud for him, but it is what it is. I just struggled today. There's no doubt about it, and it is what it is.
Was it today as brutal as you, any kind of U.S. national? I think of Southwick 1 year, right? Think of a few different. Was this on that kind of level for you?
Track's a lot rougher. Yeah. You know, it's just fast, rough, wallowy, you know, little amateur bumps into big, massive rollers. It's just Gopher Dunes is a gnarly track. And I know Digger was talking about not prepping it today and leave it from the amateur races, but it would have been madness out there, you know. So it was a really good track today. I just sucked on it, so I did better on the shittier tracks. Finally come to a good track and I fucking blow it. So I don't know, maybe I'm fucking ass backwards.
I think your whole day, I mean, you didn't qualify well, you crashed in practice, that, you know, like, it kind of compounded, right? You never started on a good moment, and then it kind of goes sideways.
But I never care about practice, but I'm like, I actually feel okay. And as long as I feel okay, I'll be fine. But then, the first moto with the start, I'm like, dude, are you serious? And I'm like, not for nothing, but when you're in the back of the pack at a Canadian national is a little bit different than being in the back of the pack at a pro national in the States. You know what I mean? There's a little bit of a...
No, I made a joke up there about he's passing carpenters and plumbers right now.
It's the level of skill... is much different, but I give those guys props out there digging in this stuff. So it was not easy, and we'll go to Sandalie and do what we can do.
Well, listen, we both had bad weekends today in racing. I mean, I went DNF 6, you know. You went 8-6,
it's
same thing.
The motto of Club MX, winners find ways, did not fucking happen today. So
we didn't find any ways.
I should have found the highway back to fucking Toronto. But, like I said, it was
We got the red plate.
I got the red plate. Yeah. I don't deserve the red plate, but yeah, it was all days considering. It's all right. It's good for the team to finally have a red plate and put it on a Cowie. However long that lasts, it'd be good. But I got a little work to do this week at club and see where we're at.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night in the Pulp Mech Show.
Fuck.